Part 2. Long Conversations.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, some questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Conversation 1.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
Hey, Shirley, want to join me for lunch? My treat. Wow, sure. I must confess, I have an ulterior motive for asking you to lunch. Oh, that's okay, as long as you're buying. I really want to pick your brain about something I've been thinking a lot about. I'd love to help if I can. Well, as you know, I have a bachelor's degree in English literature, and that's served me well so far. But I've always wanted to do some postgraduate work, maybe even get a doctorate. Wow. Just the idea of going back to school fills my head with pain. But you have a master's degree. Hasn't that helped your career? Yeah, I'd have to say it has, but I'm still paying for it, you know? I know education is expensive, but it's been my lifelong dream. Call me crazy, but I've always wanted to have that PhD at the end of my name. Well, getting a doctorate degree would mean close to a decade of school. Can you afford that? Can you survive that? I certainly can't afford it, but I'm sure I could find some good student loans. I think you need to separate the dream of having a PhD from the reality of years of more schooling. It's not as romantic as you might think. Yeah. I keep thinking about what I'll do with a master's or doctorate. I love language, but I don't think there are a lot of well-paying jobs out there for experts on Shakespeare. Uh-huh, that's for sure. You might find that your only career choice is teaching other graduate students.
Questions.
9. Why does Lisa invite Shirley to have lunch? Ten. According to the conversation, what is bothering Lisa? Eleven. Why does Shirley ask Lisa to separate her dream from the reality? Twelve. What can be inferred from the conversation? 2.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question. I always thought of continuing education as training sessions for teachers to update their knowledge or for workers to fit themselves for new jobs.
There are those too, but I mean people who personally choose to take continuing out of their own pockets because they decide at a mature age that life needs a little polishing up.
You mean like Marie, who worked as a nurse for 25 years? At 45, she decided to go to a university and then go for an MBA and is now the chief nurse. She earns double the salary, but has also double the trouble.
Exactly. You know, someone who wants to use 99% rather than 60% of his or her potential.
It does take guts to return to studying as a working adult. I mean, you have family.
So I think continuing education is for people with initiative.
Well, count me out. I'll never make big money, but I earn enough to lead a good life. I'd rather go and learn to be a carpenter. So when I retired, I can make furniture or something like that.
Well, that's a kind of continuing education. It doesn't all have to be intellectual. The philosophy behind continuing education is that you're never too old to learn.
If you put it that way, I'm definitely for continuing education. I mean, I have no regrets as a dentist. But if I had another chance, I might choose architecture or art rather than medicine. I guess with continuing education, I can try to get the best of both at different stages in my life.
Questions. 13. According to the woman, who needs continuing education? Why do the speakers think returning to study as working adults takes guts? 15. How old was Marie when she decided to go to university for an MBA? 16. According to the example of Marie, what can we learn about continuing education?